Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Joining me now, South Carolina Attorney General Alan Wilson. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing great. Okay, I'm going to jump right in here. We're all watching the chaos on our television screens, and it's preparing to spread to other states on the 14th as they have these sure to be violent in some places, demonstrations around the country. What should South Carolina be doing, and what are we doing to prepare for this? Because, you know, look, we know we've caught cartel members here in recent weeks.
Well, listen, first off, everyone over the age of 10 years old remembers the summer of George Floyd vividly, and I think we all have PTSD from watching unfold what unfolded during that summer. We're never going to tolerate that. It's never going to happen here in South Carolina. I can tell you right now, I've been in touch with state law enforcement leaders. I've been in touch with sheriffs around the state. I also understand that your sheriff, Sheriff Hobart Lewis, is doing an excellent job plussing up his team up in Greenville this weekend. You know, what we're doing is we're sending a message to people who want to come to South Carolina and vandalize, break windows, destroy businesses, assault law enforcement, assault our citizenry. If you do that, we're going to put you in jail for a very long time. We don't have a problem with you peacefully protesting, but if you come here and you're an outside agitator and you're going to try to harm someone or destroy their property, we're going to put you away. Play stupid games, win stupid prizes. That's the message we're sending.
And Alan Wilson, last time you were on the show, and I felt a little bit bad about this. I follow Ron DeSantis very closely, what's going on down in Florida. And I assumed that you were following it as closely as I am, which admittedly is I'm on X all the time. You have a much bigger job to do. So I assumed that you knew what was going on down there. And I went to cut the tape and I listened to it. And I think that I assumed wrong, and I wanted to apologize to you for that. I assumed you knew what I was talking about, and I think at the time, now there's been a lot more coverage of it, but I think at the time that maybe you didn't, and so I wanted to give you a chance to talk about that again. And one of the things that's frustrating me is that the president back in February put out a call to every single governor, not attorney general because you can't do it, but every single governor of Republican states said, listen, deputize every last law enforcement officer. And some police departments and sheriff's departments have done this on their own. They've done the 287G program. It's been in the jails for a very long time, on and off. But Ron DeSantis is the only governor to fully take up Trump on this, his offer. And just about every law enforcement officer, and particularly every officer at the state level, is now deputized to act as a federal immigration law enforcement officer. They've been doing amazing things down there, and it's getting to the point in Florida, it's so bad. I mean, it is hard to drive as an illegal immigrant. Can we do that here? Why hasn't our governor taken Trump up on that fully? And would you do it if you were governor? Kind of what's going on with that? Maybe there's some stuff behind the scenes I don't know about.
Well, first off, Tara, thank you for that. I appreciate the comment. As it relates to Governor McMaster, I don't want to speak for him. I don't know what conversations he's having with members of his cabinet, members of various agencies in the executive branch of government. I'm not privy to those conversations, mm-hmm. so I don't want to opine or criticize because I'm just not, you know, in the loop on that. What I can tell you is my conversations. I can tell you with organizations like the State Law Enforcement Division, they are 100% supportive of doing immigration enforcement. The Department of Public Safety, State Transport Police. I'm talking to sheriffs every single day. I know Sheriff Hobart Lewis and other sheriffs in the upstate, like Tommy Blankenship and others. They are very, very pro immigration support. They are working hand in glove with ICE officials, with federal law enforcement like DEA. My office is obviously heavily engaged in this. We're working with the FBI and we're working with the United States Attorney's Office in full support of a mission alignment with the president's priorities on protecting our borders. And I'm obviously supportive of protecting South Carolina's borders. So we're doing everything that we can to support the tip of the spear, that is the men and women in blue. And we're going to vigorously prosecute and investigate anyone that violates the federal law here in South Carolina. We're certainly going to support our federal agencies in prosecuting those people.
Absolutely. And if you were governor in the future, would you do what Ron DeSantis has done, though? Because now, I mean, it's really exciting. These law enforcement officers who are highway patrol, they pull over somebody now for speeding. He's an illegal. They take him right to the ICE detention center. They couldn't do it before. They don't need ICE running, you know, the particular raid or, you know, being in charge of it, because now they have federal, they're deputized. They are federal immigration officers.
I would make South Carolina the scariest place for people who are here illegally to live. If you're here illegally and you are, especially if you're committing crimes or you're engaging in illicit conduct, we would put the full weight of government against people who are breaking the law, 100%.
On with that.
Well, I mean, again, you know, that nightclub, the Alamo, it was a known haunt for cartel members. I mean, I shout out to the sheriff down there, the State Law Enforcement Division, the FBI, SLED, ICE. The governor was there with me for the press conference to recognize their efforts. And that one nightclub, it was a 24-hour operation. I was briefed on it prior to it going down. But what I understand is there were 80 arrests. There were over 100 people in there who shouldn't have been there. There were children as young as 13. There were people being, I'm told, potentially human trafficked. There was human trafficking victims in there. There was one individual, Tara, who had an Interpol murder warrant out for his arrest. He was seized. There were lots of guns, drugs, and cash seized. You know, and there were children there as young as 13 at 3 a.m. at that nightclub. So this operation was state and federal law enforcement and local law enforcement working together to protect our communities. And I know that similar operations like that are going on around the state as we speak.
Well, amen to that. We need to do all we can. I hope the governor will, you know, go that extra step so we can hit these cartel members when they're, you know, just driving to the grocery store, make it impossible for them to live here like it is in Florida. Anything else that people need to know about this, Attorney General?
Well, I was in, and I don't know if I've been on your show since I got back from my last border visit, but one of the things I want to remind people of, that policies at the federal level matter. When I was in Yuma, Arizona, about 3 weeks ago, I met with Border Patrol and ICE officials, and what they told me was that in May of 2023, which is a high watermark for the Biden administration, in 2023, at that one little spot on the Yuma border, there were an average of 1,500 illegal border crossings every single day during the month of May of 2023. In May of 2025, that number had dropped to 4 illegal crossings per day, 4, from 1,500 to 4. All of those illegal aliens, those migrants, they're going somewhere. And that is why I consider states like South Carolina every bit as much of a border state as states like Texas and Arizona. And not just people coming across who are seeking a better way of life, but members of MS-13, Trinidad Aragua, various drug cartels, Chinese nationals, terrorist proxy organizations coming across in large migratory waves. And they're coming to states like South Carolina, which is why I'm working closely with local law enforcement and our federal partners to get all of those people out of our state, to get them where they belong, and that's prison.
Amen. We got a lot of hard work ahead of us. Alan Wilson, Attorney General, State of South Carolina, thank you so much for joining us this morning on 98.9 WORD.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What are we watching? This is remarkable what we're watching on our television screen right now. And it's about to spread. A lot of folks have heard about it. Saturday, we're going to see the nationwide version of what's going on in California. Some of it will be peaceful. A lot of it will be violent, particularly in Democrat sanctuary cities. And even U.S. Senator John Fetterman, the only honest person in his party right now, admits, he's a Democrat senator from Pennsylvania, this is anarchy and true chaos. My party loses the moral high ground when we refuse to condemn setting cars on fire, destroying buildings, and assaulting law enforcement. Yeah, and trying to kill them. But I mean, ultimately, what is going on here? A lot of folks mocking the Democrats. And we should. We should mock the Democrats. Here's just a sample. Victor Davis Hanson. Warning the Democrats, this is not going to work.
I'll just give a word of advice. You're going to lose the optics, Democrats, left, and immigration protesters, if you have a lot of people here illegally and they're waving not the American flag, but the Mexican flag as they're committing acts of violence.
It's not going to work. It's bad optics. Folks, do you realize the Democrats hit a record polling low before this? Before this, they're at 27% approval. Strong approval, 7%. They have less than 10% of the electorate left that strongly approves of what they're doing. So this is their bid to get back in our good, great? No. No, they're not doing that. Our side is laughing at the Democrats, saying the LA riots aren't going to appeal to the American people. And we're right. They're not. Democrats know that. It's us who don't. We still don't get it. We don't get what we're watching. Americans are not the intended audience here. They're not. They have given up on us. They're talking to another nation, and that's what's so remarkable about this, folks. They are directly campaigning to another nation, and they're not even hiding it. The 50 million strong shadow nation they've imported to outvote us. One day. what Biden called the greatest migration in human history.
This has been the greatest migration in human history around the world, as well as in this hemisphere. And when I got elected...
They love it. They're proud of it. They know they got away with it. This is smirk, smirk, nod, nod. This is the long game. They are running a campaign targeted not at us, but the 50 million strong shadow nation they've imported. That's why they don't mind the imagery of the Mexican flag waving protesters. They don't mind. In fact, they prefer it. It gets the message across. They're practically begging the shadow nation not to leave the country, to keep hope, but most importantly, here's the key message, okay? To hide behind the Democrat Party, hide behind what are literally day by day becoming enemy lines, state borders, Democrat sanctuary states and cities, enemy lines, post-American territories. That is what Trump is doing right now. He is reclaiming actual American territory. And he said, this is a funny thing, he said as much in a post. Here's Trump, this was True Social over the weekend. A once great American city, Los Angeles, has been invaded and occupied by illegal aliens and criminals. Now, violent insurrectionist mobs are swarming and attacking our federal agents, to try and stop our deportation operations. Yes, that is exactly what is going on. They're playing the long game. What is the message? Folks, they are terrified that their future voters will leave, that they will take Trump up on his, hey, we're going to give you a free plane flight. We'll give you $1,000 spending cash for when you land so you can get back on your feet. That is a ton of dough in some of the places people come from. They don't even have running water. You know, might as well go. I'm going to get you. I'm going to deport you. They are in a cold, frothing panic over this because this is their only way forward. They fundamentally recognize even their plurality, their own voters don't support them on immigration and a lot of other stuff too. They're not ready. Not ready for this radical agenda. Democrats are. They only need illegal immigrants to vote them into power one time. They will remake the system, and I've already told you how. Particularly with remaking the Supreme Court, doing all that other stuff, throwing out the rules that lets them cheat, and then it's Katie bar the door. They know no other Republican's going to fight to deport illegal immigrants like Trump has. They think that all they have to do is shelter these new voters and their cartel handlers for 3.5 years. They're trying to build a relationship with them. They're campaigning to them, knowing with amnesty of the 50 million plus votes of the 27% of Americans who still approve of their party, they can establish a one-party system. And if they never get that amnesty, well, every year more kids are born to illegals. Think who will be voting in just 4 presidential elections? Children of those now hiding behind Democrat state and city lines, fearing deportation. That's what this is. They are playing the long game, they think. And it's worked for them. And it was working for them. They're cognizant. Who are they importing? Deliberately. People from countries with a history of socialist or dictatorship governments. People with no history of First Amendment rights, Bill of Rights protections. People who, God bless them, are illiterate in their own language. People they feel they can control. That's why they give them a cell phone at the border. Here, we're going to have a personal relationship with you. Me, you, Democrat Party. What's in the greeting bag they give you at the border? We've talked about this so many times. Kamala Harris's book. Not anymore, but it was. They give you the greeting bag. Here's a free phone. Yeah, we're going to keep up with you on the phone. And here's the book by Harris, Welcome to America. They gave them welcome bags. Democrat Party propaganda welcome bags. They were so in your face with this. And now Trump's dismantling it. They are in absolute cold terror. Let me give you an example of what I'm talking about. Look at what we've looked at over the last couple weeks. You'll see why they're in the streets, okay? Campaigning to the hordes, come to the sanctuary cities. Hide behind us. We will use violence to protect you if necessary. Come hide in Democrat areas. Why? Because their line of support is getting cut off piece by piece, bit by bit. Just look at just last week. How do you keep illegal immigrants, this many of them, when half of them do not have jobs because there's not enough jobs for them? We know that from the Center for Immigration Studies did the phone poll of illegal immigrant adults. 52% are not working. Why? Not enough jobs. Well, that's expensive. You got to feed them, you got to house them, and you got to get them medical care. What just happened last week with the Big Beautiful Bill? 1.4 million illegal immigrants who are illegally on Medicaid. You cannot be on Medicaid if you're not a citizen. Cut off. Why? For the first time, we found them. Thank you, Doge. For the first time, we found them. Gone. What have you seen happen in these Democrat sanctuary areas, particularly on the West Coast? Minnesota, California, they've had to drop their free Medicaid for illegal immigrants. Why? They were committing mass fraud to put them on the rolls. Remember, Biden got rid of the checks. You weren't as a state when you signed somebody up, allowed to check their citizenship status. Yeah, that was just Democrats putting freeloader illegals on there to keep them here till they could vote. That just got ripped out from under them. Let me give you another example. We found these tranches of funds all over the place. $34 million inside FEMA, $40 million inside Department of Homeland Security. I'm sorry, $34 billion. One FEMA program. $40 billion. Department of Homeland Security. Remember, Kristi Noem cut it off. Billion with a B. You know how many illegals you could support with that? Look what we found before the courts ordered DOGE to stop looking inside Social Security Administration. 6,300 illegal immigrant criminals with criminal records or on terror watch lists had been illegally given Social Security numbers by Joe Biden. They were collecting benefits, living off the system. How many more are in there? Folks, there's a reason the Democrats just went all the way up to the Supreme Court, all the way to the Supreme Court, just to keep DOGE from looking at the Social Security payments. That's how they're supporting the shadow nation, half of whom can't vote. They can't vote now, but half of some of them are in Arizona, though. Half of whom can't work because there's not enough jobs. Now, look what's going on today, okay? Because remember, Joe Biden suspended immigration raids of businesses. There weren't any under Joe. They didn't do that. Look what's going on today. They've got immigration raids all over the country. Businesses. These people are going to run. They're going to take Trump's offer. They're going to get on that plane. They're going to take the $1,000 he's paying them. Get the heck out of here. This is the Democrats' last stand to keep their shadow nation, begging them, come to the sanctuary cities. We will protect you with violence if necessary. Let us protect you. Come be a part of the new America, the post-American territory. That's what you're watching. That's why the Mexican flag is not only critical, they want it. They need it. This is who they are now. This is a civil war over American territory. Trump gets it. He does.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Let's jump on the Common Sense Retirement Planning at text line. See what's going on there. Texture rates, the fact that all of the illegals are in certain areas that are known about makes it easier to round them up. Yeah, don't forget, this is also about the census, using illegals, which the Supreme Court has unfortunately ruled we have to count them in the census, to get more congressional representation. Don't kid yourself, but this is civil war. This is not another summer of love. They're using some of the same tactics, sure, but it's not that. This is a civil war. This is Trump forcibly reclaiming lawless post-American territories from the left and re-Americanizing them. This isn't just putting down violent riots anymore. And look, Trump gets it. And this is what he's put. I mean, this is what he said. He had the Truth Social post over the weekend. And he was talking about, look, I have to reclaim this territory. And folks, California is becoming a classic third world country. I mean, did you see the headline over the weekend? I mean, beside the one with the Mexican flag and the burning cars, everybody saw that. Headline, Associated Press. God, this is sick. You could write this about Venezuela. Power bills in California, power bills, have jumped nearly 50% in 4 years. If you had to capture the Democrat Party's vision for America in just two images, it would be the guy on the motorcycle waving the Mexican flag as the cars burn. And the headline, power bills in California have jumped nearly 50% in 4 years. Why? They are systematically cutting off all of the workable, usable sources of power so as to plunge themselves into darkness. It is what they do every single time. Look at Mexico. There's a great post, not Mexico, Venezuela. Look at Venezuela sometime from satellite, from outside the earth. It's dark. 25 years ago, one of the most prosperous countries in Central South America. Actually, it was the most prosperous country. What do? They get a hold, they seize means of production, they seize the energy, they shut it down. Every time, same playbook. Marx gave it to them. 1848, they've been doing it over and over ever since. California, well on its way. So let's put this together. It's really amazing when you look at it. Power bills in California have jumped nearly 50% in 4 years. Democrats think they have solutions. No, they don't. They just have excuses till they can get you to the part where the lights go out. On purpose. What was the big plan of the Democrat Party that, by the way, Trump is systematically dismantling? Force you to buy an EV, right? You can only have an electrically powered car. Why? Because then when the grid goes down, because not enough energy flowing through it, you can't go to work. They have total control of your movements. It does not matter if you have a gas-powered car, gasoline, or if you have an electric-powered car. It doesn't matter. It generates more carbon for you to put electricity in your car. They don't care about carbon. They don't. Could care less. It's about control. Here's another headline out of California. I mean, this is truly amazing stuff. Remember when Barack Obama said we must necessarily skyrocket the cost of electricity? Well, Gavin Newsom is on the cusp of being the first Democrat to achieve that. There are two oil refineries left in the state. They produce 20% of the state's oil for gasoline. They're shutting down. They can't operate anymore because of all the regulations. This was 2 weeks ago. They are forecast, their own regulators, Democrat regulators, for Gavin Newsom, the state of California, forecasting $8 to $10 a gallon gas in the next 18 months. While power bills in California have jumped nearly 50% in 4 decades, and we have absolute riotous, out of control streets. That's it. That's Venezuela, folks. It's Venezuela, and they want it to continue. Let me put all this together for you. I've spent a lot of time on Tren de Aragua and who they really are. They're not just criminals like MS-13. They're very different. The leaders of Tren de Aragua in Venezuela are socialists. They are true believers. They are politicos first and criminals second. They are the street enforcement arm of the Socialist Party. Head of that country gave a speech. Gosh, but it's been about 3 months now. Telling Trump, look, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to send them all there. Joe Biden made me. Why would they want them? He even told Trump in the speech, here's where you can find the safe houses in Colombia the FBI ran them through. Is it true? I don't know. But I know this. They're fighting to keep them here. Why? They are the street muscle. In Venezuela, you stand on the corner, you protest, as many did after this last election, because Socialist Party stole it. There was only, they only got 20% of the votes. People so upset by that theft, they actually risked their lives to stand there with signs. Who drove by and fired shots at that? Wasn't the police. Wasn't the military. It was Tren de Aragua. The street troops, the shock troops of the Socialist Party. That's why they want them here. Now, picture this for a moment, okay? All these violent protests that you have seen. Yeah, they're violent. They don't like ICE. Okay, well, they're attacking ICE right now. Those street troops are being used by the Democrat Party. They're funded by Act Blue. That is the biggest funding source. We had that on earlier for Churla. Those street troops are there to attack and intimidate not just ICE, not just federal officials, but anyone who stands in the party's way. That is exactly how they operate in Venezuela. So what do we just have? Democrats know all of this. What do we just have? We just had an 80-year-old Democrat-appointed judge rule that Trump cannot deport, get this, Tren de Aragua known gang bangers without giving them a 30-day considerate and cooling off period. He's got to give them notice that he intends to deport them back to their countries. So not illegal immigrants, just trying to make a living working in a hotel to support two kids. Criminal, Tren de Aragua gang bangers. Why do they do that? Because they want to keep them here. 82-year-old Clinton-appointed judge, latest to decide the president's invocation of the Alien Enemies Act is illegal, ordering Trump administration to give illegal Venezuelans tied to Tren de Aragua 30 days notice prior to deportation and explain their constitutional rights. Why? Keep them here, keep them here, keep them here, keep them here. What comes next? They order Trump to release them while they experience this 30-day waiting period. Where do they go? Sanctuary cities to hide behind a phalanx, a wall, a blockade. Violently clashing with Trump to keep them from being picked up. It's all connected. One more question for you. This is fascinating. Democrats could have picked any mom of an American-born child. There's been a couple cases like this that have been in the media. Made her the face of this thing. This immigration, that's what I would have done. Americans have long, big heartstrings. But no, who do they choose? Kilmar. Kilmar Abrigo Garcia, human trafficker. Why? Same reason they are fighting to keep Tren de Aragua here. Muscle in the streets. Power. Just like the socialist and authoritarian parties have from Mexico to Colombia, where, by the way, it's becoming normal, Colombia. You know, you don't like the conservative presidential candidate, just kill him. He narrowly survived the assassination, still fighting for his life. That's what they want. They want that same style system. They know if they keep these people, they can get it, and they're willing to protect them with violence. So here's how it works, y'all. Act Blue funds Churla. So do you. Almost $500,000 federal grant. Thank you, Mike Johnson. It's like every bad thing that's like ever funded, you go back, oh, look, Mike funded it. Did he, just out of total curiosity, did our speaker read anything that he had us vote, had the Republicans vote on, or no? I wonder. Okay. So anyway, we funded them along with Act Blue, Democrat Party. How do they manage to show up where the federal agents will be? There's a Democrat activist, very well-known one, by the name of Jack Quillen. Probably heard of him if you spend any amount of time on X. He runs the LA Scanner X account. He doxes federal agents. And so he directs protesters to where they are. He doxes them both personally, so printing their addresses. That's why they now have to wear masks. tracks them around town so that you can know where they are, and also lets you know where the buildings are. He actually tweeted. This is June 8th, okay? So he knows what he's doing. I genuinely hope this doesn't end in anyone losing their life, but it's starting to feel like it might. So you've got the Democrat Party funding this on the one hand, pretending to be shocked by it on the other hand. Nancy Pelosi was doing that. And look, this is what they do. Just pretend this is just a random thing. It's just randomly happening. Most of the funding for Chirlet sure doesn't come from Act Blue, the fundraising arm of the Democrat Party. Oh, well, what about Adam Schiff, Democrat senator from California, won his seat last year. Oh, they endorsed him. Chirlet endorsed him. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because he's a Democrat activist group. That's how it works. Meanwhile, you send Nancy Pelosi out there to pretend not to know things. Like the LA riots, it might just have been some people might just have shown up.
There is a gathering, a large gathering of people. The anarchists see it as an opportunity and they move in. So always have to be careful whether you see a burned car or broken window or whatever it is. It may be the exuberance of the moment, but it may be the anarchist setting in. I heard one of the former police chiefs of Los Angeles speak about this on Sunday.
Yeah, it just might, I mean, they might just show up. I mean, sometimes there's, you know, as people get together, they show up and we don't know who they are and we can't help but funding that. I mean, we don't mean to fund them. I mean, well, okay, we did fund them, but you know, like, who knows? Folks, once again, opposition to Trump is going down, right? In public. Democrats are behind it. Democrat money in partnership with who? It's always one of two people, Iran or China. Who is it this time? We haven't found the Iranian money yet. There might be some. China. Chinese Communist Party linked billionaire has poured millions into these protests. Kind of like the part where Trump had this great economy and he was on the verge of winning and the stock market was on the verge of hitting that all important psychological milestone of 30,000. But then this virus got released. So convenient. And then it turned out all these Democrats like Hunter Biden had facilitated that or had a part in it, Anthony Fauci. It was so very convenient. Well, here we go again, standing in the way of Trump, opposing Trump. You got the Democrats, wow, in partnership with China again. You just can't make this up. It keeps happening.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.